And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you very much. It's kind of nice having Mother's Day, although my kids are grown, you know. It's nice to get surprised by them once in a while, and so thanks. I imagine you probably have some kind of Mother's Day puzzle for us?
I do, yes.
Ah, well, before we get to that, we have to get the answer from last week, so why don't you repeat the challenge we had?
Yes, it came from listener Steve Dobbins-Speck of Harleysville, Pennsylvania. And I said, write down this 8-word sentence, John Sununu's monastic virtues renewed Arthur's friendly satire. And I asked, which word in this sentence does not belong and why?
I was totally flummoxed by this, but when I saw the answer, it is so clever. What is the answer?
The answer is John. It's the only word in the sentence that does not contain an abbreviation for a day of the week.
Oh.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc., in order through the sentence.
Outstanding. We received about 600 correct entries to this week's puzzle, and our randomly chosen winner is Richard Hughes from Fresh Meadows, New York. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Oh, my wife and I worked on it for about 20 minutes. We're a team.
Ah, 20 minutes. Pretty good. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
About 7 years.
Really?
And in my mind, I figured I would do this for just 13 more years, and then I would reassess.
Well, 7 years must be your lucky number. Your time has come. Are you ready to play, Richard?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I think I am, too. Well, Will, what do you have for us today?
Richard, I brought a Mother's Day puzzle today. Every answer is a 7-letter word or name that is formed from the letters of Mother's Day. For example, if I gave you the clue means of doing things, you would say methods. All right, number one is a Massachusetts college or its town. First letter is A.
Amherst.
Amherst is right. Number two, to ruin or wipe out. First letter is D.
Oh, I was going to say smother.
I was too, but that's not it.
I'm sorry, what's the first letter?
D is in dog. To ruin or wipe out.
Destroy?
Destroy is right. Listening range. First letter is E.
Earshot?
Yeah. Earshot is right. Leader of an orchestra. First letter is M.
Maestro.
Maestro. Like peanuts at a carnival. First letter is R.
Elephant food.
Yeah, really. First letter is...
Roasted.
Roasted is right.
Very good.
A Russian breed of dog with long white hair. First letter is S.
S,
First letter is S. Second letter is A. Possibly just not a familiar dog, too. I'll tell you, it's a Samoyed. S-A-M-O-Y-E-D.
Okay.
Try this. To combine chemically with water. First letter, H.
Hydrate?
Hydrate is right. Clothes, slangily. First letter is T, as in Tom.
Threads.
Threads is right.
Yeah.
West African country, now called Benin. First letter is D, as in dog.
Leanne?
Yeah, I'm not coming up with it.
Oh, got you both. It's Dahomey.
Dahomey.
Try this. What might prevent you from removing your clothes in public? First letter is M.
Modesty.
Modesty is right. In the indefinite future. First letter is S.
Someday?
Yeah.
Someday is correct. Container that keeps liquids hot. First letter is T, as in Tom.
Thermos.
Thermos. Celebrity status. First letter is S. That's what an ingenue would hope for, would aim for.
Star.
Yes.
Star something.
Oh, stardom.
Stardom is right.
Very good.
Excellent. And your last one, most difficult, starting with H.
Hardest.
Hardest is correct.
I like the way we worked together on Stardom. Yeah. That was absolutely perfect partnership. Very good, Richard. You did very, very well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to send you some things for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles you've heard here on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday. Richard, what's your public radio station?
WNYC.
Ah, great station in New York City.
Right.
Richard Hughes from Fresh Meadows, New York. You were fabulous. Thanks a lot for playing with us today.
Thanks, Lee, and you have a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very kindly. I will. All right, Will, something for everyone to work on this Mother's Day.
Yes, think of a word starting with the letter E. Move the E to the end, and the result will spell two consecutive names of animals. What are they? And here's a hint. The first animal is fairly large, and the second is quite small. So again, a word starting with E. Move the E to the end, and you'll get two consecutive names of animals. What animals are they?
When you have the answer, put it on a postcard and send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you. If you're our winner, you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.